It's absolute rubbish. I mean, what's happening is that we're going to be charged £100 for using the CSA, and any money that we get, we're going to be paying 12% on it. I mean, that's pure theft. I mean, that is the Eton boys stealing straight from single mothers, you know, and it's brutal. And if we're only using this child support agency if we can't get the money in the first place.
So it's a fundamental disagreement. He believes that people use the CSA as the first resort. You say it's the last resort.
I think people, first of all, try and sort it out between ourselves, first of all, and then we go to the child support agency. If we, I mean, look, of course, that you want to work it out amicably, first of all, if you can, but often we can't, so we have to go and use this agency. We used to go and use the courts, and that was a system where you didn't pay at all. But can I also say the social fund is another very brutal cut to this, which also affects mothers and children greatly and means that we are going to, you know, we're going to have no money. A lot of us use social fund to be able to escape violent relationships because those are the kind of men we can't get any maintenance out of, and we're trying to get away from the beatings and the violence, including to the children. The social fund was absolutely vital that we get somewhere to safety, and then we could try and furnish the home to keep the kids safe. Now we're going to be forced to loan sharks. We'll never get maintenance out of the guys, whether we're being charged £100 or not. You know, so it's really Ian Duncan Smith, when he talks about children, if he says anything is good for children, it's an absolute lie. You know, you cut mother's child benefit, you cut money for children. That's all it is.
And of all the amendments, yours, well, the one that affects you, was passed by the Lords by the largest majority, 142. Yeah. Does that give you hope that of all of the amendments going through today, yours might be the one that gets the concession or gets the act of defiance from the Lords?
It may, but they all have to go through. I mean, the child benefit one being kept out of the cap is absolutely essential, and we would urge all of the Lords to keep the pressure up. Do not cave in. You must not cave in. If it comes back to you, you have to fight again, because these are people's lives. This is children's lives. You know, and the most vulnerable people, children with disabilities, people with disabilities, single mothers facing domestic violence, you represent us. We are here, and we've been here every time the House of Lords have met. We've been over the road on our vigils with our placards in freezing cold weathers. Some of us are in our late 80s. People have come from many different backgrounds to defend our rights to welfare benefits, disability benefits, child benefits, and we are not going to be going away. And they have to do what they can to support us.